46,000.
Hold on a minute. Stop the presses. You guys, hold on a second. The total has gone even higher. It's now $46,875. Great. Making this the best year we've ever had in raising money for this worthy cause. From our sponsors and all of us at KTRS, we'd like to say thank you for your generous support. That's awesome. Wow.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know, there's something about doing this crappy job day in and day out that makes me want to kill myself.
Oh, who is that? That's
come on, Joan.
Joan? No, I don't think Joan feels that way.
Come on, Sherry. Can we go down the line?
No, those two love this.
Come on, Tanya.
You just mentioned three people now that would probably never say anything.
No, not them. They love it here. What's not to love? Good afternoon. Welcome to what we call the large morning show in the afternoon. It used to be larger, but then came 2009 and 10 and the great economy collapse and money got tight. And now there are three. We welcome you. We've got a pretty busy, a little busier than usual commercial schedule today, but it's Thursday, so we don't have any... We're actually going to try a little feature today and see how it goes. An opportunity for you, if you have any legal questions, like, you know, my brother's getting a divorce or wants to get a divorce or trying to incorporate or my neighbor collects his dog's poop and dumps it in my yard. What's my recourse? What can I do? That kind of thing. We'll see how that goes today, if it goes well. Because I really do believe there are a lot of people who have legal questions and they just don't want to go to an attorney. The person that called yesterday and said they wanted to send a message, and we said get an attorney to write it for a couple hundred. What was the issue? I don't even remember. But I've had this work for me, too. If you have an issue and you know you're right and you want to shut somebody down and shut off whatever it is they're doing, you have an attorney write them a letter. And, you know, first time around, it's kind of nice. Look, if you don't stop this, then we'll have to do what we have to do. And it's amazing how that works. A lot of people don't want to spend the money to go just... And I'll tell you something. I think just going to ask an attorney a question costs you money, usually. You just can't go by and go, yeah, hey, you're a lawyer, right? That's all you're saying. You're a lawyer. Got a minute? Can I ask you some questions?
They're not in the business of just giving charity.
Not a charity. So I think there are people with legal questions, and I've had them from time to time, but I happen to know of a couple of attorneys. I did have an attorney years ago, though, and I thought we were having just a conversation, a personal conversation, and I got a bill. I just called him. I said, hey, let me ask you something, and I get a bill for the 10 minutes we're on the phone, and I called him back, and I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, hey, look, this is what I do. I said, okay, but that's, maybe we'll be able to skirt that fee if this goes well. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yes,
I do.
Well, isn't that interesting? Let's start with the person who spoke first, because that's the way it should go. Eon the Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a few things. Peruse the internet daily. Always looking for things to share with people on the show. And you come across these different... articles from either health people or travel people or financial people, you know, tips
right.
They'll write. And so sometimes they're really good lists, and sometimes you come across these lists and you wonder how this person has a job with whatever. And this person has a job with Yahoo, which is a huge
big company.
Big company. One of the, I think, you know, one of the biggest internet companies.
I would agree.
And this list is 23 tips on how to survive a long haul flight. Now, I've never been, I've flown to Maui once. That was
from here.
Yes, but you have to break it up. About I had two stops along the way. So
I'm with you. I've never been on a plane flying like, more than about 4 or 5
like
14
hours. 14 hours. You know some of those flights where you
going
have
to
China.
Stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Australia.
I'd say the longest time on a plane in flight for me maybe 4 or 5 hours.
So reading this list, I was trying to picture, well, I've never been in a long flight, but if I were, would these tips be of any use to me? And then I started reading I can't imagine any of these tips helping anybody. The first one, moisturize your body before you get dressed. Now, this is where the list starts going. I mean, you would think
women would argue with you about that. My wife would say that's absolutely right because it's dry up in that plane.
Now, see, this was written by women. So now most of this list now, I think it has to do with chick stuff. Yeah. Because the next one is adjust your facial skincare routine.
Huh? Yeah, this is
so.
A chick
this
list.
Is a, this it's is a not chick even a normal travel article here. A couple of these are okay. Stay away from carbs before and during the flight.
Carbs.
Why? Like food, because what? This says carbs make you hold water.
So there's a bathroom on the plane. So what?
No, I know, but it makes you feel puffy and bloated,
I
guess.
I feel bloated anyway.
Exactly.
I looked in the mirror this morning. I'm puffy, and I'm bloated anyway. That's what I'm
so it says to pack snacks like nuts, turkey slices, and low-fat cheese for the airport and flight. Uh-huh.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. Say it again. Do what?
Pack snacks like nuts, turkey slices, and low-fat cheese.
Turkey slices to go on the plane.
Exactly. This person has a job with Yahoo Travel writing on a... Wear compression
Can I
gear.
Stop and tell you one of my favorite true stories real quickly since you said the nuts thing?
Yeah.
This is an absolute true story. This was in the late 70s. I was coming back from Las Vegas. I had gone there to represent the ad agency I worked for. There had been an Oldsmobile show where they introduced a new line of Oldsmobiles. I came back at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there are 3 passengers on the entire airplane, Frontier Airlines, coming back to St. Louis, 3 of us and 3 really hot flight attendants. Okay?
Nice.
A stewardess for each person on the plane. Mm. This is absolutely true. And this really good stewardess came over to me. She says, well, looks like you got your own stewardess for the flight. And she hands me a little cup of those. It was like almonds and cashews. And she said, would you like for me to heat up your nuts?
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, yes. And while you're at it, would you put these in the microwave too? And I thought, well, she's either going to be disgusted. She burst out laughing. So that's one of my favorite stories because that's a test. When you do that to somebody, they'll either turn away and, that's disgusting. Or if they laugh, then you like them.
You didn't try investigating it?
No, I just said, she said, you want me to heat up your nuts? I said, yes. And would you warm these too in the microwave? She burst out laughing. So go ahead. That was my story.
The next one, wear compression gear.
No.
And this is also, who's going to go, I guess, because of the compression socks.
Nobody's going
to. To keep blood clots and things like that.
A 90-year-old would do it, maybe.
Use breathing techniques.
Oh, my God.
And this is a tip on how to serve.
And this person is paid to write?
Exactly. This is a paid person writing an article for Yahoo. Ice your eyes.
Ice your eyes? What does that mean?
It says, though we never recommend ingesting the ice on airplanes because the water they came from may be questionable. Have you ever heard that before? I've never thought of it.
No.
I mean, how do you stop yourself from ingesting the ice when it melts in your drink?
I've never worried about it. And I've never had an issue.
Exactly.
About where the ice was from.
So it says flight attendants will happily bring over a cup of ice so you can rest at
cube. By the way, I think the ice is delivered as part of a service from an ice company, bags of ice.
I know, exactly.
They'll freeze their own ice.
Flight attendants will happily bring over a cup of ice so you can rest a cube over each eye for a few minutes.
What?
It helps reduce puffiness and delivers a hydrated, well-rested
appearance.
I've
never seen one person do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do it. It's cold.
Have a positive mindset. A long plane ride can be a good opportunity to catch up on books and movies or to sleep, meditate, or write a business plan for your dream
job. You don't need somebody to write an article to tell you you could read a book on a plane.
Or, no, they suggest you could write a business plan for your dream job.
Yeah. Well, that's a great idea.
Stretch out your neck. Go makeup free. I mean, I could go on and on. This
is stupid.
I mean, some of these, but this is a person paid by Yahoo. I just thought I should point that out.
I do go makeup free, though. I do not wear makeup on a plane.
Oh, that's good. You shouldn't. I already closed the article, so I don't know why, but that's good. Yeah.
I would not. I would be bummed out knowing that I had a 14-hour flight in front of me. I cannot stand.
No, I'm with you.
I can't do more than like 4 hours in
a
plane.
I'd be in a bad mood walking onto the plane.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, I can handle it if the plane had internet. I could find stuff to do, I think.
And if you took like a 7-hour...
Overnight, you know, if it's a... Yeah, over the course of... Yeah. The new Star Wars movie is coming out in December, December 18th. It's going to be... I think it's going to be a rather huge movie event. But...
And there's always a big butt in life.
Yes.
There's always a big butt in your face.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this happening before. For the first 4 weeks of its run, the Star Wars movie will have every one of the IMAX large format screens in North America. So any other movie that comes out during that first month of when Star Wars is out,
they don't get shown.
They won't get shown on the IMAX screen. So I think that's a pretty huge deal because
that's clout.
There are a couple other movies they mentioned that are going to be out during that time. And yeah, every IMAX screen will be taken up by Star Wars. Last thing I have, this happened a day or two ago. It was so hurtful, I tried to push it out of my memory, but it popped back in today. My wife Angela, we've been married 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
I think I've created a monster with her, I guess, because of some of the playful humor we throw back and forth. Now she thinks she has kind of free reign.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the Ashley Madison story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the truth.
And you found that she's a member?
No, this is the truth. She said this line to me. I wouldn't have to worry about you being interested in Ashley Madison. You look more like a Dolly Madison guy.
Oh, wow, that's hurtful. That is,
I don't even know what it means. It's
Dolly Madison is
they make all the bakery
snack
goods.
Cakes and stuff.
You're saying you're fat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, you're fat.
That's something.
Why
like,
does she just say, "I don't have to worry about you signing up for Ashley Madison"? You're so fat, no woman would want you. Just say it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which it is true. I am probably more of a Dolly Madison guy, but I don't want to hear that as a joke.
How long have you guys been married now?
Six.
Yeah, six and
that's
a half.
That's when it
years.
Starts. And then
six
next
and
year's
a half
the itch,
year.
7 year itch.
Oh, man.
And that's what causes the 7 year itch, is when they talk to you that way.
Yeah.
That is so mean.
And then she's just cackling, laughing afterwards.
Yeah.
What a great line.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're not that fat.
It was very hurtful.
Oh, it was. Oh, man. I feel bad for you.
Well, thank you. No husband should be talked to like that.
I said something the other day about my knee hurting. And my wife says, well, I guess it does. You'd hurt, too, if you had that much weight bearing down on you. Yeah. They're brutal.
That is.
Well, you gain a couple of pounds and they just turn on you.
Yeah. I still go back to the time we were all at dinner one night and she threw that out there and you said something about being a man and
what are you supposed to do? And then they just think, "Oh, I can just throw these lines out at whenever I want now."
Yeah. She said,
no
"You're
recourse.
Not a man's man."
Never were, never will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. In front of everybody.
Yeah.
You're not a man's man. You never were, you never will be. I don't want to be a man's man. I want to be a ladies' man. That's what I want to be.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys. Woo.
You look like more of a Dolly Madison guy.
What else you got?
That was
hurtful.
It.
Dan, what do you have?
I have something. We have our
Hold on. Which clock is right? That clock or my clock? My clock says it's 3:27.
Your clock was right.
Yeah, your clock's right.
Okay. Bruce Boy used to sync those up when he worked here. Go ahead, Dan. What do you have?
We have our USO benefit coming up, which is called the Country Family Reunion, and that's coming up on September the 13th from noon until 9. And there's going to be like 10 bands, And the proceeds will go to the USO of Missouri. And each year has gotten bigger and bigger. This is the sixth year for this. And there's going to be September 13th. It's a Sunday afternoon, starting at noon.
Okay.
We have so many things. I mean, it's just getting big with raffle baskets and silent auctions, 50-50 drawings, all this other stuff, and regular auctions.
You know what would be a good idea for silent auction? Get a mime up there as the auctioneer.
Oh, I think that would be great.
I got a silent auction.
That would be great.
He just stands there pointing.
We have
bunch of music CDs with nothing on them. Just
yes, silent auction.
Broken radios.
Giant basket of
broken radios. Blank CDs. Everything's blank. Silent auction.
And this is an all ages and all ages event. So kids, we haven't really geared a lot of things to kids in the past years. This year we have a kids corner, face painting. The bubble bus is going to be there. I have no idea what this is, but it blows bubbles everywhere, and there's Fred Bird's going to show up. Bluey's going to be there.
My first question, the real Fred Bird, or because sometimes at Christmas there's the real Santa and then there's fake Santa.
The helpers, yeah.
No, this is
the real Fred Bird.
This is the real Fred
Bird.
Wow,
okay.
But what we're looking for right now, we have one school, and it's an elementary school that's going to sing God Bless America. They're going to do that later on in the afternoon.
That's going to offend a lot of atheists.
No, well, I know. But we're looking for an elementary school or a middle school to sing the national anthem and start the whole thing off at like 11:45. So that's what I'm looking for, is choir teachers, because I've talked to a couple of choir teachers, and the choirs are on retreat that weekend or something else is going on that weekend. So we're having problems finding an elementary school or middle school choir to come and sing at the national anthem.
So if somebody's listening and they are a school teacher, choir to you, how do they reach you?
My email address is danbig550@gmail.com.
And you know that everybody in the car right now won't remember that.
I know. All you have to remember is my name, Dan, and then Big 550, what you're listening to.
I got
to
remember Gmail.
And gmail.com.
I'm telling you, it's not,
I know.
It's just not easy. What you need to do is put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Because put it on our Facebook page. Facebook.com.
Yeah, I'll do
/ that. AM and the PM.
Okay.
And then the information could be there. I think that's easier.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
I'll put it up there later on. That was it. That was all I had.
Let's close the birth. Is our guest on the phone?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Okay.
I was talking.
Yeah, I know. While we contact our guest, let me... My daughter is in Las Vegas right now. A peon mentioned people that have these columns and tips, and a lot of them are travel tips. She sends us video last night of the room she's in. Have you ever heard of a place called the Palazzo? I've never heard of that.
No, I don't think so.
It's next to the Venetian. And she sends us a video, and she starts in the – when you open the door to the hotel room, she says, "You are not going to believe. I have never – this is one of the most magnificent rooms." It is a luxury suite. She gets on Hotwire and manages to get this room for $100. I called her. I said, because I know that she's on an expense account, and if she starts turning in, you know, this is a $500 room if I ever saw one. If she starts turning in, yeah, I had to go visit some customers in Vegas, and I spent five. They're going to go, hold on a minute. No, we're not. I said, what'd you pay for the room? She says, $100. I said, how did you get that? She said, Hotwire. I don't know what Hotwire is. I see these.
It's one of those, like a Priceline, or that's how I booked when we took our week long trip. I don't know what I used, Priceline or whatever. Different. Yeah. The
what's the
Trivago?
Trivago. That's the weird looking guy with the long waist, and it looks like he sleeps in his clothes. Trivago. Priceline, I've heard of.
They're just compilations where they put all the hotel rooms together and with the best price for the day and everything. And yeah, I'm a fan of those.
Yeah, I'm sold. We don't use them, but after seeing this room was unbelievable, and it was a big king bed with a master suite and another room, and the bathroom was magnificent, $100. So that was a Hotwire deal. And now, our first guest of the day, John Londoff. John, has everything kind of settled down after what happened yesterday morning?
Hello?
Yes, I said, let's start this again.
Am I finally on the air after 5 minutes?
John, whoa. John.
Oh, my God.
John, he called you 1 minute ago.
I get a text message from Dan at 3:25.
Right.
It says, 3:30 okay? I mean, what do you expect me to say? No, can we make it at 3:33? At 3:25, I get a text.
Yeah, that's a courtesy text.
We're a little busy over here, by the way.
John, that's a
how you doing?
Courtesy text to make sure 3:30 is okay.
I think I'm going to start texting you, Dan.
Okay.
Okay? All right. How are you, Frank?
Hey, hang on. Edit out all of what just happened.
All right. Yeah, let's start over.
All right, John Landolf's on the phone. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I have obviously a special guest star who I'm lucky enough to have here almost every day, and that's Kitty Harrison is joining me, our director of marketing and also head of HR.
And the grill mistress.
And the grill mistress. Hi, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Kitty.
Yeah.
At least Kitty's in a good mood today.
Yeah.
At least Kitty got up on the right side of the bed.
It's Thursday, the sun is shining, and lots of customers at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, so it makes everybody happy.
Good. Good. Now, my question earlier was, have you recovered from what happened yesterday morning? I'm sure you have, and I'm just curious, have they recovered any of the other vehicles?
Yes, we have recovered three of them. Well, we recovered one. The Austin Florissant Police Department recovered one because the thief, you know, these thieves, they're not that sharp, about as sharp as a marble. We're heading eastbound on westbound 70 and ran into a concrete medium and got out and ran.
Right.
So a little bit of damage done to that vehicle, not a whole lot. Recovered a pre-owned GMC Yukon, and obviously when that comes, just a side mirror was broken, but we're able to catch them. And then kind of a high-speed pursuit in a 2007 Silverado extended cab, and the police backed off, the city police backed off of the pursuit, and this young individual, not a very good driver, ran it into a house. Down in the city, and
I saw that on the news today with the oh my goodness,
yeah. So we recovered that one, but it's going to be totaled out. So we're still in the looks for a 2015 Chevy Malibu that probably still has Johnny Landolf license plate frames, which are white and white background, red lettering that say Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. And I think that we'll. So they've caught, I think, two of the, they think there were probably six.
Six people.
Thieves. That,
well, here's what'll happen.
The deals are so doggone great here at Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. These crazies, they broke into the place to try to get these deals. They just didn't know that it's illegal.
Well,
you cannot break in when we're closed.
They'll
you can wait until we open.
They'll get all six because these guys will cave and roll over and give up the other guys. They will.
Hey, John, on that 2015, the Malibu, can they use... Yep. Can OnStar get involved with that one?
Yes, Dan. We're trying to keep that a little bit on the cover.
Oh.
Dan, you know, on the
QT. Way to go, Dan. You blew the investigation. Just blew the whole investigation.
The detectives really appreciate that. But,
I'll
edit that out.
John, we edit out. We edit out the stuff we don't want to go over
there. Shout out again to the great police department, not only in Florissant, but all over this town, man. I mean, they don't get any credit. All they do is we get, you know, media, but just keep bashing the people that we always look to for protection, you know. But awesome St. Louis Police Detective Ryan Kishner did a great job in arresting the punk that was in that 2007 Silverado. He got banged up pretty good, but also Chief Tim Lowry and Major Tim Fagan and all the great men and women that help. Support us here in Florissant and the Florissant PD, one of the best police departments in the country right here in Florissant, baby. You're telling me they're the best. And they get really mad. Just want to tell you, they get upset. They take this personally when this happens to us, okay? They really like us. They know that I support them and just can't do enough for them. But they're here to take care of us, and we love them for that.
All right, I have a message to knucklehead thieves. And since Dan's already mentioned it, man, we've talked about it before. Steal something besides a GM product. Now, I'm doing you a favor here. Listen to me. All criminals, listen to me. I'm doing this as a favor to you. Steal some other brand or make of car, and I'll tell you why. because these things have OnStar on them, and what they can do is they can not only shut the fuel line off and you can't go anywhere, you can't get out of the car. They lock you in. You're already incarcerated before you get out of the car. They lock you in, you can't get out. It's happened, and it's happened numerous times. So why don't you do us a favor and not steal anything, but if you have to steal something, this is a tip. Steal something that's not a GM product. I just help the criminals out a little bit.
I know, but the criminals want something reliable, too.
Well, I guess they do, but how long can you have fun?
Hold on. I just marked that right now. Dan actually had a really funny comment. That was great.
No, he did.
That was
funny. But how long can you enjoy a stolen vehicle? Think about it. You steal it. The clock is ticking. Yeah. Somebody's looking for you. How much enjoyment and for how long can you get when you steal a car? You got to get rid of it pretty quickly. I don't get it. I don't get people that steal cars. It's a big thing to steal that's visible, and they're going to find you. Jewelry, I get that. Put it in your pocket and take it home and stick it under the bed. But stealing a car, you're not going to enjoy that very long.
I don't get it either. I mean, we just shake our heads around here. We just like, really, what? You know?
You remember, I told you this before, but this is an absolutely true story. This is about 20 years ago, 25 years ago. There was a dealer in town, and they allowed an 18-year-old to take a test drive by himself, which was against policy, and the salesman got fired because he was a clean-cut kid, and he was polite, and he eventually told his boss, well, I let him take it. And it was a sports car. It was a fast car with a big V8. This kid took it and never came back. Now, they did not find the vehicle for about 2 years. And when they did, it was when someone had taken a plot of ground and they were digging for construction. This guy, this kid, had a buddy who worked construction help him bury it with a bulldozer underground. This car was 10 feet under the ground. And they unearthed it when they were doing construction, and there it was from 2 years ago. And that's how they got rid of theirs. They buried it with a bulldozer. I'll never forget that story.
Why did that?
Huh?
It doesn't make any sense. Why?
Well, it does make sense because he bought himself 2 years. It's not like stealing, parking at your house where you can see it. Bury it underground. And it was 2 years before they figured out where it went and what happened to it, and then they finally nabbed the guy. But he bought a couple of years. But not everybody has access to a bulldozer.
Again, I mean, repeating that the deals are so unbelievable here that then they're just breaking the doors down.
He likes to use that break.
Oh, yeah.
He's used that like six times.
Breaking the doors down, and the cars are flying off the lot.
Yeah.
All the runway.
Yeah, you have to laugh. You know, everyone's like, wow, you were so calm. Well, you know what? I grab the strength of being calm by the great people, men and women that work and make Johnny Londoff Chevrolet what they are. But a lot of credit to the sisters, Mimi Londoff and Kitty Harrison, who kept me upbeat and laughing. And Mimi's like, hey, nobody was hurt. I'm like, you're right. And then Kitty's like, hey, we're going to turn a negative into a positive, and it won't be a negative. And we had an unbelievable day yesterday. So not only the AM and the PM crowd, but so many great people of the St. Louis metro area came out yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if they just wanted to see a little broken glass, but they came out, and we had an unbelievable day yesterday.
There is something to that, though. I have actually gone by to see the scene of crimes before. There's something to that psychologically.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. Why do people slow down when there's a wreck? You know that what you're going to see is probably not going to be pleasant, but you do it anyway. You still slow down, and you gawk, and you look. Is there something about it? I've heard on the news, a house burned down. I've driven by and seen it still kind of smoldering and smoky. I don't know why. But, hey, whatever brings them in.
Have you ever followed a fire
yes.
truck?
Yes. The answer is yes, I have.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
really?
I have followed fire trucks to see a house burning.
I knew the answer. I knew that you would. Why?
No, I haven't done it many times, but I've done it a couple of times.
I would have no interest in following. I'm going to get out of their way, first of all. Those things are big.
Well, I'm behind them. I'm not in their way. I'm behind them. And
how about when one of those big fire truck that horn goes off?
Well, that was unbelievable. Did a fire truck just go by the dealership, or was that you? That sounded. Do that again. Do it again. Wow. Well, they do have a horn you can't miss.
Kitty has a good one, too. Can you let me hear your fire truck?
You have a horn. You have the greatest horn. That was great.
I want to hear Kitty's fire truck horn. Go ahead.
I don't have one. I don't have one. That's it.
have one.
What? You're right. You're right. You don't have one.
Like you're clearing a chicken bone out of your throat or something.
You're right. You don't have one.
Let me hear yours, Frank. See, you always have to outdo me.
No, yours was better because yours had a dual tone. You had... And then you do what mine did too, I guess.
It did.
That's kind of like, you know, because you bull and duck call, you get it comes from your gut.
Who saw this coming?
Nobody. Who saw that coming?
That's Kitty. You know what I like? I like when a police officer pulls somebody over and the guy knows he's nabbed. He looks in the rearview mirror and they, it's like they have to use the siren, but they don't need it. So they'll just do that. Boo. You know, that's
The,
Are you sure that was a siren? That sounded like something else.
Do quickly. Just because they have to do it. They have to do it. I'm pulling them over. I got my lights on. I have to at least. Boo. Just a little bit. I love that when they do that. So,
you know, you notice, like a lot of people, they don't get it. It's like that is either an EMT vehicle. How can you miss those things? They're massive.
Because you have headphones on, and I see this a lot. Some kid has headphones on in the car and couldn't hear a train coming. And I don't know that I get that. I know the radio could be loud, but when you got headphones on, you're blocking everything.
Is that against the law?
That's against the law.
Well, I've seen it, so. I didn't know it was against the law.
But some
cars
are really quiet inside, too. And then you got the radio on.
Yeah, but there's no car made that's quiet, so quiet inside you can't hear a fire truck or a train or something. You'll hear them.
Oh, and how about the emergency air horns?
Oh, my goodness. You mean those tornado things?
They put one up right off of the northeast corner of the dealership.
No, no.
When that thing goes off, and we're up here in the executive offices, we're like almost on the fourth floor because we're up... You know, through the service drive-in lane because the doors have to be, you know, 20 feet tall. You can't hear yourself breathe. It is so loud. It's like we all need to put earplugs in.
I live in the woods on a country road, and they put one on a pole about a half mile from my house. And I'm not kidding. I thought out where we live, I thought, well, we'll probably never hear those tornado things because they don't send them this far out. And they do it. There's a test one, like the first Monday of the month at noon or 11. You know what I'm talking about?
11.
And it kind of builds up. It's like, thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
And then when it
finishes,
here's my question on that. We get it every once. That Monday also, but they don't tell you it's a test until it's already over.
But you're supposed to know that. You're supposed to know.
Oh, it's the first Monday of the.
If it's a clear sky.
So I guess we're not allowed to have a tornado on the first Monday. We just automatically assume that every sound we hear is a test.
You know what, though? She's got a good point. What if there was a tornado at 11 o'clock the first Monday? Most people go, that's just a test.
A tornado went to catch people off guard.
And everybody wants to get blown, and everybody gets blown away, and their houses get torn down.
This is a test.
You know what? You're right. It should come before. You're right. I agree.
Don't they say that over the loudspeaker?
But they
on
say
that
it
thing,
at the end.
They? Yeah, at the end.
She's right.
Yeah.
And then when it finishes, it has to wind all. It can't just stop. It's that.
You see the size of those things?
It's like the motors that the fire engines used to use with the crank on it.
Yeah. I love them. I'd love to get one of those on the hood of my car.
You're on fire today.
Yeah.
You are just absolutely on fire. Okay.
Well, we need to know where you're located, and we need your phone number.
Well, there's two guys in jail right now. Unfortunately, they know where we're located.
All right.
I know where they're going to be located for a few years here in the future. But we're here at 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Florissant, Missouri. And we've been here since March of 1960, and we're not going anywhere, baby. And 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at thelawndoc.com. Kitty has a great singing voice. She sings in the choir. Kitty, sing Johnny Law at AAA.
I can't now because you just maybe got me nervous. I've got to think about it. How's it going?
Johnny Law.
He didn't ask you to sing. Yeah. He asked Kitty to sing.
Johnny Law Chevrolet.
Yeah, right. And she's on key and everything. Kitty, you made it your own.
All right, bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye, Kitty. Bye, John.
Bye, Frank. Bye, Danny.
Bye, John.
Bye, John.
He included everybody. That was nice. Two guys in jail. Four more to go. If there were six guys, you know they have techniques to get them to give the other guys up. I love that. I love watching that on TV when they got one guy in one room, the guy in the other room, and they're not talking. And, of course, by the end of the show, they're talking. All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Jim Weiland.
A little bit of a slowdown between a little bit west of the Blanchett Bridge out through Cave Springs. Also slow from Highway A out into Wentzville. Same thing on westbound 40. We're running slow Lindbergh through Mason, go over the Boone Bridge, then we're heavy from Lake St. Louis Boulevard to Highway 70. Eastbound 40 downtown, slow in Union Station to the Poplar, and southbound 270. Some slow to stop-and-go areas now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by TrueCar. Download the TrueCar app today. Find the new car you want, see what others paid, and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers in your area. Save time, money, never overpay. Download the TrueCar app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. In just 2 weeks, Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season, eyeing a third straight SEC East championship. And plenty more of plays like this.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
And more of these.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Catch every second of every game on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
When you own a business, you want the best of the best on your team. Which is why you should interview a Regions business banker. Seriously, put on your game face and don't throw us any softball questions either. Ask, what feedback do you get about your responsiveness and personal service? How will you position yourself as a trusted extension of my management team? Tell me how you've worked with clients like me to achieve their financial goals. What makes you different from other bankers? Tell me how Regions is known for customer service. We'll have some compelling answers for you. We'll also be happy to tell you about our award-winning customer service. But the proof is in getting to know us. Finally, please don't be surprised when we have a few questions to ask you about your business. Give a Regions banker the opportunity to really wow you. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
Don't miss the excitement at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals host the Pirates September 4th through the 6th. 25,000 fans 16 and older can take advantage of great giveaways all weekend long. On Friday, fans will receive a wearable replica of the 1967 World Series ring. Saturday, take home a replica throwback jersey, courtesy of AT&T. And Sunday, fans can keep cool with a Cardinals ball cap. It's the Cards and Pirates September 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey, John, check this baby out. It's my 1967 World Series championship ring. Man, what a year. Cepeda, Brock, Gibson, Maris, Flood. There were some great players from our championship team.
Mike, did you know the fans are receiving a 67 ring as well?
Hey, the more the merrier.
On September 4th, the Cardinals play the Pirates, and it's the replica 1967 World Series championship ring giveaway.
Like I said, the more the merrier. Tickets are available for the September 4th game against the Pirates at cardinals.com/promotions.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-6720. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our GE appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, "Our savings are your savings"? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one, opening up September 1st in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our GE savings on to you.
This week on Christian Questions, hellfire and torment. Is this what awaits non-believers? Is this how God's justice works? Or is there another path to judgment for evildoers? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
About 20 years ago, we redid our kitchen. We didn't redo it. I didn't do it. I'm not handy. Thompson Price did it. And I don't remember how I found the name Thompson Price. I don't. I do remember how I found the name of one of the other companies we talked to, because the guy that I worked with had his kitchen redone. And he said, "You got to call these people." I still remember the name of the company. We did call them. And then we called another one that somebody gave us the name of. And then however I came across the Thompson Price name, we called them. And it's been at least about 20 years ago, because when I had my well issue a couple of days ago, the sticker on the control box of the well said 1997, and I know that job was done after our kitchen, so it's about 20 years. And I remember the three companies. I remember they all came to the house. You know, one spent less time than the other two. The other two spent about the same amount of time. They all asked some questions. Thompson Price's people asked more. He actually came out and asked a whole lot more questions. And right then I knew this guy's asking a lot more questions. The more questions you ask and get answers to, obviously, probably the better the kitchen's going to be. Because he asked questions nobody else asked. He noticed I was left-handed. He knew how tall I was, and he asked about parents or in-laws or who might be living there, who cooks, how often do you cook, blah, 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 blah. And then you get into resale of the house. What are the things you absolutely want to do, whether you need them or not? So I'm looking at the house to buy might be it. And it was an interesting process. And the winner in the end was Thompson Price. So if you want to call other people, that's fine. In fact, I think they like it when you do, because you'll see the difference between their process and the other people's process. And the end result, what you want is the perfect kitchen, the kitchen built just for you and your family. That kitchen is not in any new home that's out there. It doesn't exist, because it wasn't built for you. The home builder didn't call you and question you about what you needed in the kitchen. Showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli, in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. And the website is thompsonprice.com. How much time do we have before? Do you have to take another break? Or?
No, I think, let's do traffic.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do some traffic, do a little business, do a news break. Scott Sherman is here. Scott Sherman is an attorney. And I'm going to try something here. If you have anything on your mind that's bugging you about your legal rights to, can I do this to my neighbor? What will happen if I say this to this guy at work? Can I call my boss an a-hole? Blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking about getting a divorce. Should I file first? Should my wife file first? Things that normally you'd have to pay to get answers to. We'll kick them towards Scott and see what he has to say about them after we come back from the 4 o'clock news break. I'll get some business done, come back, do the news, Big 550. KTRS.
All right, let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Now eastbound 270 starting to get busy. East of McDonald through 170 downtown, northbound 55 in that right lane. A little bit south of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're about to Jefferson now on eastbound 40 to the Poplar. And then on southbound 170, heavy from the Parkway down through Highway 40. And this report brought to you by TrueCar. It's the fun way to buy a new car and make sure you never overpay. True Car users have an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. Save time, money, never overpay. Download the True Car app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Michael McDonald. This Christmas, an evening of holiday and hits. Saturday, November 28th, The Fabulous Fox. Michael McDonald. The night of Christmas music and your favorite hits.
Have yourself a merry.
Reserve seats on sale now at the Fox Box Office, MetroTix.com, or call 314-534-1111.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Hollywood's as cool as it gets during the cash cool down. Win your share of $75,000 in cold hard cash every Saturday in August at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Can you hear my Michael McDonald impression?
Sure.
Yeah.
Beep. This would be Michael McDonald in concert, unplugged with just a harmonica.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dan. And that was not
awesome.
Rehearsed.
No.
That's the interesting thing. People go, well, you guys planned that. You rehearsed it.
Yeah.
No. No. Dan had no notice on that. That's what's so incredible.
It's a chemistry we have.
And it's a talent. It's an inborn talent that you have. News break. This is Scott Sherman. Then we'll take your questions, legal questions, things you're wondering if you can or can't do legally, what will happen to you if you do or don't do them. First, First Community Credit Union, a quick word, some news, and Scott will be with us. I think you know by now that's where I bank. First Community came on board here because a bank that we had spoken for 9 years or so decided to hire a new president. He was a moron, and he was going to change everything, including their advertising, and he was booted out after 1 year. It was a disaster. But in the course of that, along came First Community Credit Union, and a guy by the name of Glenn Barks, who's the president, and a wonderful bunch of people who have been terrific partners to have on this show for the last 7 years. I'm guessing. Could be 8 years. I don't know. So we invite you to join us and become members and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. I think you'll be really glad you did. It's easy to do. Just close your accounts and...